Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage. Here's the pimp. And now, here's Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Coleridge High School. Your Delta Panthers State Jennings on Mark. They're upside down. The bunch of people. 4A Western Stroke Group that was aimed with a distribution mission last night, having dismissed, and she continues the leader of this. Coleridge is up a 3 start, but she's come against smaller. The Titans lost on this last night, 43-2. Took that taste out of their mouths against a ready, willing. The Titans in scoring, averaging almost 16 points a game, while their ace is Jamie Cheney lead the team in rebound. We'll take a break, and when we come back, head coach Kyle Crowder, you're listening to Delta Panthers 4 from
Farm Agent. Mr. Booster, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? A good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm Agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm Agent Jerry can mix and match things perfectly. Call 97-6. Like a good neighbor, State individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
The dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the help.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain. Everything. The best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, Lent, Felix, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West. It truly is. Who's in the shop? Delta Ace Hardware, the helpless hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, to satisfy every house kitchen. We have 20 years experience in every budget. So don't put it off any longer. And take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at delta.com.
So, Kyle, you guys put your foot on the gas last night and really didn't let off.
Yeah, it was a pretty good effort by the kids. I mean, we came with the right mindset, you know, going in there thinking that it didn't matter what the team was. We were going to go in. We were able to get out and transition and talk about, you know, kind of it. So I'm just really pleased. I mean, we had 20 plus assists last night. You know, and when you scored 27 baskets, I think, or assisted, I mean, it just shows that there's a one in there with the last string of the ball. And I mean, it just, they see those girls work and help up their tennis.
Chesney Carey, she has a lot of carrying on.
She had a fantastic floor game, you know. She didn't, but she kind of ran the show. You know, she got at the floor as quick and easy to put in. So, really proud of the way that she played. I mean, she cut down turnovers, and she had 12 assists. It's a pretty phenomenal game for a kid like that. She went out and she rebounded as well. You know, I was on the defense. You know, just kind of had the, you know, hoping it's good.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the. I think she came close to a triple double last night at points, but as a result of being up so much, you also had the opportunity to get to the lower. And a few of the JV girls that swung up last night.
Yeah, it was a game you're gonna be up against, and you know, I told the This is still the varsity team. We know what it is, but for us to run up and down and use a lot of energy when we're up 30 or 40 points. So there's a great opportunity to come up to have, and then just a lot of reps for pace, for finger growth, for good experience. I've been out and had a lot of success. You know, it's, you know, just always looking down the road, trying to figure out what we're going to look like next year. Any opportunities we can get a little experience right now is going to go a long ways next year. And it's nice when, you know, you can get them in the game and they did last night. So today it's Coleridge and Vander Schwartz to this. We've seen a lot of Coleridge. I thought I was in point guard. She can score. She can attack. She does a lot of good things. Not another good shoot. But other than that, I'm not sure what's up with us. I think that we've got a little bit of an advantage. And then, you know, I think we're a little bit bigger, stronger, and more experienced in a lot of ways. So, you know, hopefully we can just go out there and get it done on the defensive end, and that's kind of what carried us last night. And get some stops. Hopefully these cut down our turnovers. I think we should be able to control this. Great. Knock off Coleridge. That puts you in the driver's seat kind of for the Western Stroke League. How important is that? You know, right now we want to kind of set the precedence that we are the team to be. You know, the target's going to be on us. We know that. How big is that target going to be? So, you know, we've kind of taken the attitude that we're just going to get as many as we can and really try to set for the reason that we are the team to be. And you know, we've been able to handle that pressure in the past, and I think these girls are capable of one that we're going to be in the driver's seat, and I think there's going to be a lot of people, you know, preparing for it. So, you know, that's what's going to make us, we're going to take it to be successful. So if we can, you know, get it going today, I think it's a good step in the right direction.
Excellent. Thanks, Cal. Appreciate it.
Good luck. Thank you, Mark.
The Delta County Independent, a local community newspaper, providing coverage. The Delta County Independent is Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story idea by visiting Delta County Independent. Check out all the local news and sports. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more visiting the website or call 874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Inform.
The Delta County School District would like to with the best of luck this together. We'll work to create environment so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard. From drugs, but Delta County School District caring, challenge, degree.
We know that you trust Delta Health to provide health care. Our reasons for health care. Cover their sick, the baby, the human, the end of life moment. If people choose to enter the moment, that we can be a part of why we love work. For reasons why our patients and in health is it. You'll see us back at SNY Healthcare.
You need Delta Quick Welding and Fabrication Services to get your project done right. Fabrication. Quick Welders. The web cost for production. For complete training service. How and so much more. 470.
The tip of this, if you will, the boys obviously. And just looking to see if I can get the patch from last. Obviously. Only 6 points. So, good defense, good offense. As for LEA and double. She up as a. And I rephrase, he'll be too. Coach to the both of them for leadership. Several sophomores on the team as well as four juniors. So, look, yeah. Still a squad. That's kind of something that Eric is waiting and, you know, the Cliffs team did. But, you know, team and, you know, should lead the 4A Western League. Summers leads the team that has. So, if you, she distributes the ball, and, kind of makes things wrong, that runs through her, but, beautiful. Now, Delta and Coach Cutter of the JV girls up the lineup is in on starter and number 13 Bailey Breezy's a soft number here. Number your beyond starters just out of stuff. Aubrey for 11. Here, Kylie Huff. Top four. Starters for Colt Bag. The Brooklyn Richard. And 32. Thomas Cruiser, number 40. Okay, I can't. Number finally, Jensen. And take a pause here real quick as they Cheney, and number 23, senior. And I think
It's good.
to the Titan 1 point of Tops starts to work at Alzheimer's. I'll get that about a quarter and don't touch it. Ames locked down the summer. No good. Over it. But across the time, we travel back to Cheney. Over. And our side. Ellie gets out of triggering. Put up the quick up tie left. Back with 4 points. 20 left. So with a 1 point advantage, ball's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. I am going to change to the Tom community over to Michaela Chang. Fine. Miller, bring it first. Porter Key, and another the perimeter to move it upside. To Cheney. Porter. They work it into Buscini now. On the pop the glass. And good and Delta. Gets it out of the head to glass. It's good. Hardest point. Now at the summer on this. And going in front of my three. And it goes. Unable to convert in the end one, but they'll have a big across the dice right. For the Titans, as they work it into Eugene, she'll miss, and a rebound by Summers. Summers brings it up the court. Over to L.A. and the hub. So, with a measure. Put back no good and a rebound by Coleridge. Communist with the ball on the left side of the arc. Over to Eugene now around to Cheney. She'll loopers with the steal up ahead to Ames, then help in transition and three assists for Ellis. The 8 point three. Change, you know, the top and show dribble to her right. Now to Buscini. Buscini tried to get the ball to Michaela Cheney, but Cheney, the ball went. Miller and Summer, the Hushans, Breezy. Aubrey Frazier stays out there as well. So, the bench player to sub in as the ball will go out of bounds. And turn over the tight. There's something to look for some. One, two, or four press. Sure here. Cole, get it. I can call. Quickly up. Number 13, who I get on my roster. Let's see who we figure out here momentarily is the inbound goes Porter, Communist at the top. She'll put up the long three ball. It's no good. And then I get with the ball is going to go up out of the or half. Well, Delta 6-3 in the first. Here's short from Colt. Is ready. Sure, turn the ball over. Trying to get it about 8. And Avery Frazier shooting now. Porter. To communicate. Over to 13. 13. Kicks it. back to Agate, now around to Commuter. They work at Baseline to Riley Cheney, and she's going to be fouled as she shuttled up to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. So Cheney, this is the first. We'll get some stuff. It would be time. Cheney will check back in. This is just turning on again. He gets the second free throw. It's 11-8 Delta. Three. See Huff underneath to Avery Frazier. Frazier back out. Into Aubrey missed the shot, got her own rebound, and then stepped on the to turn the ball on the floor for Delta right now. Avery and Aubrey. On it is number 13, Andrea Jaquez. We'll work it inside to Michaela Cheney. She'll drive it. She'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. That shot is good by Cheney. Frazier Ellie-Ames will take a breather. Mulberg checks and Taylor Summers is back in. By Mulberg on the mid, tries to dribble in. Possession. Back way. Out of bounds. From off of Jaquez. Actually going to be out of bounds off the Titans maintain possession. Inbound goes to Jaquez in the left corner. Jaquez out to Cheney. Cheney to Jaquez. Three ball is Delta. That's eight. Kicks it out to Allberg. Allberg with the ball fake. Now they work it back into Avery. Now off Avery's hands to Summers. She can't get the short runner to go. Rebound, Coleridge. That's right, Coleridge. Going to get to the left. On the perimeter. Try to work it in, and the deal by Frazier. Up ahead to Summers. Summers blows it down, kicks it out to Allberg. 15-footer. Rebound by Wilson. Wilson into Summers. Can't get that shot to fall, and Coleridge comes up with the rebound. Back on the other end, and the ball ends off of Delta. Substitutions for the Panthers as Miller and Kylie Huff check back in. Inbound goes to Baguette. 3-foot jumper is good, and it ties the score at 11 with 90 seconds left in the first. Miller runs the point. She gets it over to Huff on the left elbow. Huff almost loses it, gets it back. She dribble drives baseline, no good. And she'll get her own rebound tight. And they're going to call it jump ball as Wilson got involved. Possession will the tight. Cheney to bring it up. Chance to Jaquez. Drives have been partially blocked. Delta comes up with Kylie Huff, left side to Miller at the top for three. Down Delta. Allberg kicks it out to Wilson. Back into all good, but she's going to the line. Tough minutes inside for break. And all distributed with a trip to the charity stripe. Free throws sponsored by Modern. We'll make the first. Jeff Auburn is. Braden's got 2 points and two rebounds on the afternoon so far. And up with Bill Miller working against Cheney. She'll take now a steal. Jacquez knocked by Kylie Huff. Down by the wall past the end line. Luckily there's a mat there, but telling away that she took the lift the deep. Cheney trying to break through a double team. They work around to Jacquez on the left match. Cheney at the top of the key. Give it away, but Coleridge gets it back. They're on the perimeter. They work it in. She'll get the bucket to side of the third. Brings it across. Gets it. No Beller around on Avery Frazier. Frazier has a silver. As she says, can't get the handle on it. And at the end, the score is tied. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers. Yeah, Delta Panthers Sports on online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy. The Shopping Health Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been banned and operated for 15 years. Ford, Toyota, New, or Pre-B. Plus, service made easy with Dropbox. They'll ask about Hellman's Car Finder service to be admit your name. Visit Hellman.com or shop by 750 Highway 9. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman.
When you think appliance company in Delta, Modern Appliance has the best selection. No Sonic. Great. And more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. For if you ask, visit Modern to Network, or give them a call. Modern Company. For all your clients.
Help took. Canner, Ben, and we start the quarter. Dalton shot no good, rebound. Found it crazy. All right, make that off. Your Frazier pushing. I want a couple of Modern Appliance companies have come. Is score tied at 30 minutes of the second quarter. Frazier went down by a hole. Right. The court press. Tight the press. They're going to be Taylor. More pressure now. Don't come up with a steal. Kyle, it paints. They're seeing Emerson Hart. So that'll be the one foul for taking time. Good about themselves. And the Panthers, it goes to Huff. She's in the line for two.
for bike. Richard's store. It's at second free truck. I'll be the first on inbound in. And that's the third. Not to way back if that still special couple of and a push because hold on, it's gonna go on it. Nope. It's been Taylor. And her bound. Tight fresh. Goodbye, hub. Start at the end. Couldn't keep the core. Force. But. A. Brings it across. And it. Touch ties up there, no. To go. Go out. Ball goes back. Inbounds goes to Kinnear. Yeah. Unit. Side court. Everything. Fisher's out. Trying to get by a triple team. Is it underneath the Riley Cheney? Can't have to go with the rebound. Ultimately, Skyler. With the third person. Still good. Put it on edge. Total compliance. So. Is it all? Source and Coach Delta leads 19 or 62 left in the past. And of course, power.
Could benefit that door grant and make sweaty small business for cheap. But anyhow, before and television. It's not good to call him a few years now. He's just would have not come to plan for your
strong start in this game. Coleridge tries to get it over there. Delta forces a loose ball. Need to get right. In the lane. About Miller tries to get it in a phase. Tight. Not. Miller comes. Got. Under.
2-2-1 zone scheme. Just sit over to Chimunez. And off bridge. And then Fish will have none of it. We're going to go with Vita McKay. Okay. Sticking with her. Way through this. Time. Lower is able to convert point lead 19-5 to work it in to Frazier. And now order. Porter tries to knock that out. Coleridge will make then make a chicken. Like, to come. Go to. To the right court, turn the ring, over no as you tried to make the save, official said that the turnover back to A close for the hopper keep but not happy. Delta maintain. Aim. Shit. Was this summer? For bull. Or checkers. For the game. And then all. What is she got? It's true. They go around the perimeter. Now back at Evanes. Then. Trailed heavily over to four. Left. Full side view. There's a foot. Back. 21 shot. And so left. Up. Drop. Get up. Back. So I think one tries to group. Blind. V. D. Tight. So we're going to have some substitutions from Delta. The Frazier, Breezy Huff, and Bailey Wilt. So Kylie Huff, Miller, and sorry, Summer is going to take a seat. So the Raiders are going to play that. Okay. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Audrey Frazier. As Cheney was trying to get it to Baggett. And Jim Bluesy. Communist in the front court. Back to Porter. Porter. To Baggett. Took it underneath, but Avery Frazier steals it. Back up ahead to Wilson. Now, oh, if he no good. That is by the Titans. They were. And now back out into the perimeter. Over. Communist to Porter. Porter to McKaylin. Cheney works it inside. Now they get it to Riley Cheney. Baseline jumper is good. Police 21-9. Frazier gets it underneath the fist, and Aubrey gets the easy bucket. That's Aubrey Frazier's first 2 points of the game. Unit. Everybody back. Unit. Five the rebound. No. But Easter will be fourth. Call. Aubrey Frank. Taylor is Braden. Wilson Duro. Excuse me, that I think complete. Works good underneath. Back to you. Over from the room. Good. Go over to track. Set up new. It's I'll get the one. Corey shoes when he's working. He busted in the half. Had a go on hand. Get that next and third only goes there. That's about two. Cool. Ryan checks in for the Cabra group to bag it. Working in. Diver from Dribble has it. Pop comes up number two. Allbirds. Allbirds loses the hand. The leg of pretty tight. Delta main into the 90. Wow. It's Pop comes in the left. Then. To all for pump line. At first trap, oh, and pull order. Yeah, all number been for water on just has tunnels the wind put that. Better. Aim down. Ellie to pop. Ball. Go out of off of coach. And got that. Aim of that. Start. Mob. Sure. Three. Definitely stays on the call. That no good. Rebound. Delta gets the ball back with 60 seconds left in the half and a 2-point. You from the right. Give it. Just for it. Coleridge, Leith, and Crowder can't. Now the total is going to be. So who was? Family to the line. Second foul. Just change. It's better. Approximately three. Substitutions for the time. Eight minutes into the game. 8:40. Second 3 minutes. Third. Some mercy request. That's the stop. The paint. That's it. Drive now. Oh, mercy. And get a rebound. What a good hop with the rebound now. And her put that. I go to the line for 2 6. Right. Are you sure? The second. 28:20. 50 seconds left. And now. turned out they worked as good Delta shot. There's no dip, and that ends. Leads 28-23. We're gonna take a break and the FFA break into the on bar.
For you couldn't see for service and surprise on State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm. Maybe you want your go-to way Delta for the future price you want. Shopping around. Farm agent. Very out. 7-0. Open 4. Each 4. You're surprisingly great. Great. I see. Okay. Cool. Requirement. Stop. State. She's more sure.
She has the power to restore and activate. Certificates are available at 874-2939.
Power. Check out this. Quality. It's 18. So the self-dependent is the inspector. And all three. And then, when you're independent, you can also share local news from around the three of advertise. Get in touch to request more information by this site or calling 704-6 Delta County.
I'm tomatoes. And juicy lines. Taco time. In bone. Oh, that is made fresh each morning. My skin is pretty. You get a sloppy beauty. Make it say taco time. Like a 7-0. Same.
About
And a lot of people think this, but I think it's what we learn isn't just soil or whatever. A lot of it's about like mop and other things countries need.
So, what do you like? What do you like about it?
I like having art, launching the farmer. It's paid for everyone, and it's the food that you eat every day. All part of your energy support.
So, remember is longer option for lack of a better way of putting it. So you're auctioning off members to do work. Some of the
member auction, it happens again. With groups and then we on the stage in the cafe and they need to try to be pleasing to all the buyers who are out here. Okay.
Very, very good. Council serve my first.
Yes.
You're going to be auctioned off too. So that's kind of a surprise because you don't know what kind of work you're going to get into. But then at the same time, you don't have to be auctioned off. You can buy yourself for $100 or you can just not do it. But it's stock to grade a lot.
What does the, obviously this is a fundraiser, what do the funds go to?
It goes to a lot of the projects that we have, and we buy chapter t-shirts. And those, it also pays for that. But it also, I feel like it just pays for a lot of the trips that we go on, because in the spring, our state chapter is very busy with a lot of competitions, like state CDEs and district CDEs. And it pays for, like, the supplies we need to prepare for them, especially because, like, there's a lot of different ones, and they all require, like, expenses that are kind of great, but it really helps with just those.
Helps offset the cost a little bit.
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, I wish you both luck with the auction and in the future with some fruitful projects and competition. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorin, Scott, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back at halftime. Delta leads 28-23 here in Coleridge. Taking a look. Some of the first half stats. Kylie Huff all over it. 16 points unofficially, 2 rebounds. Tatum Miller's got 6 points and a steal. Taylor Summers a couple points as an assist, 4 rebounds and a steal. Ellie Ames, no points yet. 5 assists, 1. Bobby Frazier gotten into the act as well. 2 points and assists and 3. Frazier, an assist, 3 rebounds. So,
coach, Bailey Wilson, has been active on, but, so far. So, obviously she's coming off the bench. One of the big, very weak passes turn the ball over a little bit, but then again, so did Coleridge, very by the Panthers. So, nobody in real foul trouble yet as we get ready to start half here. So far, obviously Delta leads 28-23. So, really doing a good job of controlling things out there on the court. So some last minute instructions by Coach as we wrap up half and get back. So, I think Cole session here to a half. So it looks like the starters back on the court for both teams as Porter will inbound into the backcourt to Michaela Chain. And across the time stripe, top of the Delta. Maybe 2-1-2 zone from Delta. As they work better do the Titans. Left elbow guarded by Chaney to Kamunis at the top. Kamunis puts up a three ball. No good. Rebound. Summers. The veins. And we're going back the other direction. Delta moving left to right underneath the hub. Kylie. Bucket. That pass stolen by Aubrey Frazier. Now at the Delta. Pass over to Miller. They work it into Frazier and going to go out of bounds. Off of. We can't handle the pass. Delta. A little half court pressure now as Kamunis brings it across, gets it over to Chaney for three. Titans have taken the lead. 30. Excuse me. That's not correct. Delta still with a 4-point advantage, but Titans get a little closer there. It's 30-26 Delta. Don't know what I was thinking there. Summers with the long jumper. It's good. Summers looking to get some confidence here. It seems to be pressing here in the early part of league play. Long pass to Porter on the left. Back to Kamunis at the top. Kamunis. Back to Porter. Baseline. Runner is no good. A foul. Get it on. It's going to be Summers. That'll be her third. And it'll fight for two. The Modern Appliance Company. And the first one is and Porter drains the second. So 6:13 left in the third. Delta leads 32-28. Miller going to run point here to score. But Ames comes up with it. Ellie dribble. Not sure who she took it to, and she looked up. No. So I'm not sure if somebody was supposed to, or what happened there. But anyway, turnover back to the Titans. Chaney at the top. Kayla Chaney dribbles out. Now gets it in to Baggett. That's going to be a turnover. Puff to Frazier. Frazier, one dribble, up ahead. Frazier. Aubrey with the rebound and the putback. Frazier was there. Back on the other end, Michaela Cheney trying to do it all herself. Shot's no good. Rebound by Summers. Out of bounds off of Coleridge. Ames will bring it up now. Dribble drive in the lane. Runner no good. Rebound by the Titans. Tries to get out of traffic and does. Cheney to Michaela Cheney for double dribble. As Brooklyn Richards will check in for her off of the Titan bench. Ames to Summers. To Kylie. In the paint, high off the glass, no good.
Oh,
up on the floor for the rebound and jump ball called as he's fighting the Porter for it. Possession arrow in the direction of Delta, so they'll maintain. Lob to Summer for no good. As Porter gets the rebound, brings it back. It goes to Riley, chaining in the paint. Now back out to Richards. Not no good. Rebound by Summers. Going to be knocked out of bounds by the Titans. Taylor got seven boards. Huff and Avery Frazier check in. As Summers and Aubrey Frazier check out. Kabari will check in for the Titans. Payne to Paul. Ellie to Miller. Miller drives the lane. Runner, no good. Rebound, Frazier. Putback, no good, but she's fouled. Adrian will go to the line. A couple Modern Appliance Company free throws. Avery drains the first. And Grid, Jaquez will check for the Titans. Frazier drains the second. First 2 points from Avery. Can Jaquez side to Krabari, who loses the handle and Delta gets the ball back. Huff up ahead to Fitz. Baseline now back into Breezy, who's in the paint. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound finally put back, no good. And that's going to be out of bounds off of Coleridge. Ames to inbound. To Miller for two and air ball. Loose. Save back to Huff underneath Avery Frazier for two. Kylie Huff with the assist. Kamuna is trying to do everything herself. The turnover back to the Panthers. And ball on half court quickly. Spins over to Breezy. Huff to Avery Frazier in the lane. Jumper's good. 6 points now for Avery. Barry with the ball has it knocked away. But Titans get it back. Bermudez in the corner. And they're going to call foul. Going to be her first, I believe. Nope, it's her second. Emerson Harvey back in for the Titans. Here comes Bailey Wilson for the Panthers. The inbound just can't get it. Pitcher to Comunez. To Richards. Richards trying to work through it. Just loses the handle. To and throws it out of bounds. And all back. Delta leads 40-28. 2:51 left here in the third. Ames across the time straight now. To her right, over to Wilson. Bailey out of the corner, inside to Frazier. And steal by Nunez, and still have the hoop and the harm. Over the back on, against the Titans. It wasn't caught. Instead, they're back on the other end looking to get within nine. Shot's no good. Rebound, tough, and he's going to be called for the travel. She's fighting for the rebound. So to the back to they go inbound left corner. Shot by Cheney's good, so it's 40-32 Delta. Miller running point now, top of the key, over to Huff, Breezy. That one almost passed, but Miller goes over, no good. Rebound by the Titan. Michaela, time strike. Cheney, over to Comunez. Back to Cheney on the Cheney works it into Porter. They go back out at the elbow for three. Nope. Found. Put back no good by Grabari. It's going to go out of bounds off the Delta. Down to Porter in the paint. Underneath shot, no good. Puff. Has it go off her foot, loose ball. Ball still, and a bit from a jump. Go, Titans. Taylor Summers back into the game for Breezy Huff. Hey, over to Comunez now. To Harvey, back to Cheney on the right side. Cheney works it into Comunez. Comunez, shot from the baseline, good, and Titans within six. 1:20 left in the third, up ahead to Wilson. Wilson from the right corner for, gets it to go. Quickly back the other way are the Titans. Cheney directing traffic now, setting something up. Over to Porter on the right side. Porter. To Comunez, she comes back out with it. Has it knocked away by Miller and out of bounds. Porter to inbound. Long inbound to Cheney at the top of the side of the court. Cheney to Comunez. Now Harvey into Porter. Porter in the paint. Oh, rebound. Adri Frazier. She dishes for Summers. Summers kicks it out to three, no good. Rebound by Ahlberg, and they're going to call a jump ball. Session, we're going to get a substitution from the back. Yelp almost loses it on the inbound, but Miller gets it back. Side. Neither Summers or Frazier could come up with it, and then Adri Frazier does set up a foul. So to go to the line for two Any free throws? She'll make the first. And Green's the second. Go along with her five boards. Soul Ridge. Facing in the half court as Harvey puts up a shot from the baseline and she'll go to the line for two. The air ball from Harvey is Robert Frazier will start the game. Taylor Summers gets a nice hand as she comes to the bench. Harvey can't make the bound for Avery Frazier. Frazier has it poked loose by Baggett, but it goes out of bounds. Checks back in for the Titans. Jen, the sophomore, checks in for the Titans. This is Delta works it to the baseline. Miller's turnaround jumper, no good. Avery Frazier had the rebound that way. Possession goes back to the Titans. 1.5 seconds left. Delta up 45-34 here in the third. Richards cannot get it to go as it rims out. So at the end of three, Delta leads 45-34. We'll take a break, come back for the final stanza, see how this one plays out. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is a newspaper providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch day. The buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out to learn about their daily special food. Fife's Cafe.
Playing
ball in Delta,
Fight Cafe. 11 to starting the fourth quarter. Titans have possession. Muniz, long pass, it's knocked away, but she gathers it back in for Coleridge. Her knee to the sophomore goes back. With their starters on the court from Summers, Bailey Wilson for her. On the perimeter now as Porter has it for the Titans. She'll dribble out now inside to Richards. They try to get it to Baggett. Back out to Richards at the top, over to Porter. Porter now dribbles to her right. Dish back to the for Richards. Now Baggett. Muniz left elbow for three. Nothing. That one, and it's 45-37 Delta. 7:15. Ames brings it up quickly. Ames top of the key over to Miller. Miller jump stop inside the arc. Can't get the long jumper to go out of bounds. The top of Delta. But the Titans tap that out of bounds. On the near side, as Delta's moving left to right now, Fish is going to help. Took him long enough to speak up, but the outcome's what we want. Aim in. Kylie as it's stolen by Rich. 2-on-1, going to take it herself. And it's blocked from behind. Out of bounds, but great block by Porter. Pass to Richards at the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound by Huff. Over to Ames. Ames. No good. Check out. Can't get rebound by Frick. Out to the line. 4-2. Aubrey. Divine. Rattles in the first. Riley Cheney will check back in for Coleridge. Breezy Huff will trade places with Bailey Wilson as she checks back into the game. Now Aubrey Frazier will attempt a second. Modern Appliance Company can't get it to rattle. 1-for-1 on this opportunity. Delta leads 46.5 left in the game. Inside to Cheney. She drains it. Now a 6-point advantage for Delta. Ames will run the point. She's at the top of the key. Frazier. Frazier can't pass and turnover back to Long. Quarter. That was from way down. Titans back within 3 now. With 6 minutes left from the game. Ames to her right. Back to the left side. Miller, they work it inside the Huff. Kylie looked like she was fouled on the shot. Go to the line for 2. Modern Appliance Company. Kylie to get the first to fall. Michaela Cheney will be back into the game for Titans. Huff will drain the second. Kyle Crowder. Time out. We're going to take a break as well. 5:53 left in the leading 47-40-43 in this. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Delta County School District would like to invest the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, every student, every day.
Mark Tanner back at Coleridge High School. 5:53. Payne Belt. Advantage 47-43. Kylie Huff with 15 points now and 4 a steal and a playing a great game. Might be a season and career high for her in points tonight. As the case may be. Don't think he's necessarily crossed into that nighttime threshold yet. As Coleridge works hard to get the ball up the court. Cheney tries to drive from the right side and then pulls it down, dribbles Harvey. Now Porter on the left out. Porter dribbles into the left corner. They work it in. Billy Cheney back out to Porter. Michaela Cheney into Harvey. Harvey spins, has it knocked away from the Titans. Delta got a hand, deflected it, trying to regain the Titans. And Michaela Cheney comes up and adds some pressure. Ames brings it across midcourt. Now to Ellie. Ames at the top. Double team to Puff. That's Breezy on the right side. Breezy in trouble. Gets it to Avery Frazier. Now Aubrey underneath to Miller. Great ball movement there. As Miller, 8 points on the night. Cheney on the right. Communis picked up to Michaela Cheney. Harvey at the free throw line, dribbles out. Now back to, it's going to take several steps without dribbling. Back to Delta. Miller to Ames. Got by Janie, and this one's going to be thrown away. She wishes it out. My God, if I did that. Four and a half less here than the 49-43. Communis passes to Harvey at the top. Harvey has her pass knocked away by Huffman out of bounds. We'll check back into the game for Harvey on the Titans side of the ball. Once again, Delta moving right to left. Titans. Inbound goes to the backcourt. Over to Richard Staney. Richard, excuse me. Upper foot. Tatum Miller closes the coverage tightly and forces Richards to throw the pass. Turnover back to Delta. Miller across. Tries to work it up ahead to Aubrey Frazier. That bounce. A little too strong by. And now the Titans. Looking. What's it? Into Richards, back out to Cheney. From right side, puts up a three ball. Rebound. Kylie to Ames. Ellie, trying not to lose possession, almost has it stolen in a quick whistle. As the official on the near side calls a quick jump ball, luckily maintained possession on that one. Delta crowd was not happy with that whistle. Ames tries to dribble. No. Back, and Delta needs to refocus here a little bit. 3:39 left, 49 lead. Richards with the ball for the gets it over to Cheney on the right side. Lob pass to Porter, back around. Cheney on the left. Michaela Cheney be fouled. Is that Frazier? It's going to be the second on Ellie Ames. Michaela Porter will, excuse me, Michaela Cheney will go to the two Modern Appliance Company free throws, rattles it in and out. Can't make the second either. Huff comes up with a Breezy trying to get out of traffic. As that pass on, hands it back to her. She quickly gets it up to Miller. Go, but she will go to the line for two. Breezy tried to pass it ahead to, I think, Kylie. And had the pass tipped. Back in the Breezy's hands and up then to Tatum, who went hard to the hoop and drew the foul. Titans call a timeout and we'll take a break here. Delta Panthers Sports on online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis. And we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care by people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 over their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons and Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Panthers lead 49-43 with 3:10 left in the game. Tatum line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throws here after being fouled. Miller, a relatively good first player. Probably shouldn't say stuff like that, because that was probably my fault. My apologies. That one, no, the mark, is after a rebound, and then is marked by Richards. And, as third, and five team fouls for the Panthers, going to be six for the Titans, five for Delta. So Delta with possession, Ainge to Miller, right in, tries to get out of a double team pass to Frazier. And the Titans with the ball to Muter. Dribbles out. Chaney. Back to a free by Mill. Chaney kicked it out to Porter for side. No good. Loose ball. Richards comes up with it. Gets it to Porter. Now to Nunez. Back to Chaney. Inside to Riley Chaney. Air ball. And Frazier comes up with the rebound, gets it to Miller. It's going to be called Richards. That'll be her fourth, I believe. One and one, if it is. As I think Tatum's going to go to the line for one and one there. So Tatum back to the line. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. It's Delta now into the bonus. Front end is good. Nothing one for Tatum. And she 10 points for Miller. 51-43 Delta. 2:20 left in the game. To Muniz. To Chaney. To Porter. Porter kicks it out to Riley Chaney. Split the double team does the community. Three ball count by Riley Chaney. Shot no three. Up ahead to Miller. Miller across the time stripe. Up ahead to Fisher. Now underneath to Kylie Hawk. Great ball movement. Tough with 21. Needs to get back on defense. Communes with the ball to Porter. Now Richards. Richards from the free throw line lobs it inside to Riley. Good rebound. Frazier. Aubrey gets it to Ames. Up ahead to Miller, who plucks that out of the... In. Now Huff. Off the glass. No good. Aubrey Frazier for the rebound and a jump ball call. And the Titans will call a timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Sports Online.
Meantime, now the Steel and Machine and Delta's offer fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility. West certified welders include state-of-the-art equipment, prototypes, one-off or production parts. They
to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer laser test, sandblasting, and call today at 8:17. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Pan.
Back with you at Coleridge Chase. Okay. 353-43-120 in the day. Coach Kyle Crowder coaching the girls up on their way to the second victory of the weekend. We hope after a steamboat last night, 16. Delta looking to show dominance here in the Western Slope League. Titans with the ball. Communis top over to Jaquez. Jaquez play, runner no good. Rebound Ames. Side. Stops. Moves top of the key. Spins past the hut. Inside to Frazier. Aubrey can't get it to go off the glass. Fights for the out of bounds off of waiting for a call. I guess it went off of the Titans. Delta ball. Ames to Frazier off the clock. Can't get it to. And this one going to go off. Titans. Nope, they're going to help them. The Titans will get the ball. I guess they called it. That'll be Taylor's fifth. And Breezy again. Taylor, 4 points, 7 rebounds, a steal in the as Communis passed underneath to her hand, shot no good. Huff with the rebound. Gets it to Taylor. For now, he's right underneath the Frazier. Can't get it to go off the glass. Rebound up. Can't get that to go. Rebound Frazier. And out of Delta. Inbound to Frazier. Can't get that to go off the glass. Follows her shot. Back. Kylie Huff over to A. Knocked away. Porter up on. Going to be shoulder checked by Miller, and that'll send Porter to the line for one of. I think that's Tatum's second. Nope, only her first, but still, 1-1 sends Porter to the line, and Titans. Well, you're listening to Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy. Delta. Hellman Motors has been family owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new, or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Hellman's Car Finder service can find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit Hellman Motor Co. Woke up by 750 Highway 92. Everything they do is for Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here, 28.8 seconds left in the game. Delta with a 10-point advantage. Titans have one timeout left. Delta has 4 opponents. Delta just through the first foul by Tatum Miller. Titans are right after the first foul on Tatum Miller. Porter to the line. Porter with the left-handed free. Good. That was sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. So, 53-44, and that one is good as well. 8-point advantage for Delta. Here comes the press from the Titans. Miller to Nunes. Good. Rebound Frazier. Aubrey kicks it out to Miller.
back to up ahead to the over to Breezy. Baseline jumper block. Nope, she's fouled. She's going to go to the line for two. Modern Appliance Company free throws. Frazier with it off the boards today. 8 rebounds for Aubrey. 1 sister. Adri, who has 7. And might be a bloody nose for Richards. Rylan Kruger will check in on the injury, and I think we might have some blood on the court. And and while we do, we'll take a quick break. Panther Sports Online.
When you think appliances, appliance company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including Rangers, blockers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main. Give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company. Safe parts for all your appliance needs.
Into Delta.
Oh, this is the first free throw. She gets 1.6 by 8. Now 9. It's her first 8. Jaquez. To Kruger, back out to Porter. Porter with 1 second left. Got the 3 at the buzzer, but it matters little. As Delta's going to win this 54-48. Taking a look at some stats here as we start our post-game show. Kylie Hupp, 21 points unofficially today. 7 rebounds, a steal, and a block. Tatum Miller with 10 points and an assist and a steal. Aubrey Frazier, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Bailey Wilson with 3 rebounds. Taylor Summers, 7 points and assist, 7 rebounds and a steal. And a Huff, that single point and assist. Tatum Miller, like I said, 10 points. Braden Alburn, 2 points and 2 rebounds. Adri Frazier with 8 points, 7 rebounds, and a 2. Delta extends their league record to 2-0. And gets to 500 on the season. So we'll take a break, and after the break from Boys head coach Rob Ames, you're listening to Delta Panthers Sports. On Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a build your brand than right now. Nine Stories Creative TV make commercials. Whether you're a big business or just your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've level production to Colorado businesses for years now. You can tell your NineStoriesCreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at NineStoriesCreative.
State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. You can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. Call it. Underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stasis to Nikki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, restore and activate your healing. Call to make an appointment today. 429-39. Gift certificate. 429-39 for Stacy to Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh makes best things available. Fresh lettuce and onions, rice, and pasta, and juicy lines. Pasta Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-day chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, pasta, and special fresh each morning. Right in the restaurants to make freshest, tastiest food they can offer. This thing, it may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main. The County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can level in the classroom and on the field. To get out of school and life, what you put into study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health is quality health care. This is why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moment. The reason why people are measured in the important life moment is why we love working here. To see more reasons that employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealth.org. Delta Health, a county-wide health care system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta Welding and Fabrication Services. Right. They offer a complete fabrication and a shop that includes state-of-the-art prototypes, one-off or production parts. They have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 877-18. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
Rob, I thought you guys had a very good game last night. It's a good team. Even though we didn't get the desired outcome,
yeah, I was happy with. I think we've turned some corners. I think we're improved. I'd sure like to make a couple when we need to make a couple. I thought that was the difference in the first. We came out and we made them. Find ourselves right back into a fist fight. It's just those moments. We need to make one, and that's the next bridge. That's the next
cog in the machine, in the process. Eric Barrett, a considerable amount more playing time. Or was that?
Yeah, it was. You know, Eric is coming fast. He's only sophomore, but he's improving, and he's hard to guard. And we felt like we had some mismatch advantages, and we wanted to attack that. And that was it. The Bears are not interchangeable, but as close to interchangeable as they can be. There's two special kids.
And a good couple of bigs, really. And, I mean, boys have been. So, Coleridge looks like they have several scorers on their squad this year, and they're on a five-game winning streak. What are you guys planning to do to end that streak?
Well, Paul's one of my favorite coaches around. He does a great job year in and year out, and I know these kids are going to be quick. And they're going to make it. It's going to continue to apply ball pressure and try to win that first shot, get the rebound if they miss it, and we'll see what happens.
So, obviously, you dropped the tough one, yes, last night and today. It's a tough challenge against Coleridge. What would it mean today?
I think that it would start over in the direction that we believe we are heading. You know, sometimes ones that really support what we feel like we're heading, but that would be the thing for us. I think that it would help us all believe that the things that we're working going to pay off with a win.
Great, sounds good. Good luck today, Rob. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
New Fort Greene-owned and convenient shop, saved by Delta Motor Company in Delta. Help family owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new, or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Ask about Hellman's car and find the vehicle. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com. 750 Highway 92 in Delta. It's driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics. Ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and easy finance options. What more could you ask? Modern Appliance today at 1 Delta.
970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliances.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Yes, that's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent. No two agents in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Wire will help you mix and match. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual free. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. Stories created and we make commercials. What is small business or just getting started? Skills to make your network, YouTube, or anywhere on social media. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Can help you tell your brand story. Stories Creative. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9StoriesCreative.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it to Nikki at the Sun. A board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief. Therapeutic touch. She has the power to restore your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for
state. With the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. Produce available. Fried tomatoes, steak, juicy lines. Taco Time uses 100% boneless and top quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant. To get the freshest, they take pride in it. May not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
235, Dowdy Steel and Machine in Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication to get your project done right. They offer a complete specialty, along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment, so whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production, the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete print. Cutting, powder cutting, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-75. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
It's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family owned and operated for over 6 years. Ford, Toyota, new, or create a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop off and pickup available. Hellman's Car Finder service can find the vehicle that meets your. It isn't in stock. Visit Hellman Motor or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. They do. It's driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Yeah. Coleridge High School once again. Girls game 54-48. It's a win. And now we will switch gears and head and see what the boys can do here. Over in. The boys are looking to build a performance and come away with a much-needed victory this afternoon. They're a handful, though, against this Titans squad that's 6-4, and like I said, in the end, Bob on a 5-game winning streak. Titans are led by Andoza, who averages 16.5 points a game, while junior Lachlan Wade and senior James Weber contribute with an average of almost 10 points a game. The lock shooters on. Take a look at the starters. Well, actually, we're going to take a look at the not for the Panthers. It's going to be number one, Shea Heim. Shea's the sophomore. Number 5, junior Clayton Cryer. Number 11, sophomore Jordan Frazier. Lance, number 2, sophomore Eric Bear. Starters for Delta, number 2, junior Ryland Bynum. Number 4, junior Brett Leho. Number 10, junior Landon Clay. Number 15, junior Tucker Johnson. And number 21, senior Ethan Bear. Look at the non-starters for the Titans. Number 2,
Clay Cornejo. Number 3, Peter Powell. Number 4, Tony Lagunas. Number 12, Simpson. Number 13, Eric Centeno. Number 4, Ethan Sanchez. Number 32, number 4, Gio Irvin. Starters for this Titans, number 1, senior Andreas Mendoza. Number 5, senior James Weber. Number 11, junior Lachlan Wynn. Senior Chase Gerber. And number 3, sophomore Ben. And so a sophomore in the starting lineup, and when you've got other seniors on the team, what that means is he is really good, obviously, players on your team. So definitely going to want to watch, as well as the other scorers on this team, Mendoza, Weber, and Wade. So Rob talked matchup issues with Eric Barrett. He was a lot taller than a lot of the other Steamboat players, kind of towered over them a little bit, able to get above them to get the rebound. So they'll be able to capitalize on that. I'm not sure how much they'll be able to capitalize on that here. It looks Chase Gerber is about the same size as Eric, and I would imagine when they're both on the floor at the same time, Gerber will match up. We're going to take a quick break, and we will have the tip-off in the boys' contest. You're listening to Panther Sports. It's online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you heard. Seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly show. Them to say A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
And this is the place for the health talk.
Business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Things you don't ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. It's under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, Steel, Thor, Scott's, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. The helpful hardware place.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Clyde's Cafe in Delta. Clyde's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Sunday, you fried the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Delta Cafe.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dream? Style is contemporary to help make your. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every. In-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what the company can do for you. 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta.
Welcome back, Montana, with you here at Cole. We're finishing the set now. Delta, of course, coached by Rob Ames, assisted by Matt Hamm, Matt King, Chris, and Jonathan. Shout out to the managers for Delta, Sunshine Merle, Sandy Blanco, and Liam Baer. Their filmer is Alex Kuda, and the scorekeeper, Margie Crick. Ty Reed, also a manager, has Logan Clay.
Number James. Weber.
Number 11, Lockman Wade.
So, once again, just about ready to get underway here. Tip-off. Sponsored by Taco Time.
And running. Number 33,
Delta, I think, looking to get Tucker Johnson going again.
Good luck, Tucker.
Tonight, he didn't have a lot of luck from the field last night and was maybe pressing just a little bit, trying to get back to the success he had in the Alamosa game. Easton Baird, Delta. And I would imagine... It's like that unbelievable tip for the Titans. Here we go, folks. We are underway. Delta controls the tip. Lejo to Clay for three. No good. Rebound Titans. Clay just couldn't get it to go there. Move left to right, Delta right to left, and Ben Simons will score the first point for the Titans. We're going to have a little pressure here in the full court, but Delta breaks it. Clay for three, can't get that to go. Rebound Titans. Quickly up ahead to Mendoza. Mendoza tries to touch pass underneath, and it's going to get knocked out of bounds by Leigh. Titans maintain possession. Gerber with the inbound. It goes to the left corner in Simons. Now to Gerber. Back to for three. Shot no good. Rebound. Wade. He's going to by Johnson. And back the other way. Left elbow to Tucker J at the top. Now side. They work it in. The Bear Easton's going to be shoved out of bounds. So it'll be the first foul on Wade, and Delta will have possession still. Goes to the right side, and Lejo spots up for three. Go to Johnson. Tucker J is going to throw it into the backcourt. Playing in transition. More full court pressure. Delta now gets it to the baseline, and Bear loses the handle in Tucker J's hand. Johnson to the top of the key, and Lejo to Bynum for three from the left elbow. Can't get it to go. Rebound by the Titans. Gerber drive, no kick. Going to be Simons with the ball up the key, and Wade. No good. Rebound left side. Now he's in the paint. Kicks it out to Simons from just inside the arc. Shot no good. Delta gets the rebound. That's Clay. And Lando will bring it up. Lando top of the key to Bynum. Bynum left elbow. Bynum over to Johnson. Johnson long range. Three ball. Joy. Delta on the first. Long pass over to Wade on the right. And now back out. It's going to be Mendoza for three. No good. Rebound by the Titans. Back to the hands of Mendoza. Now around to the right corner and Wade. Back out. That's going to be Weber who has his pocket pick. Up ahead to Lay. No good. Rebound by Bear. Going to be fouled by Mendoza. Actually, they're going to say Bear was out of bounds when he had the ball. So. Ball goes to Simons in the paint, works it back out. It goes to Weber. Weber, top of the key. Over to Mendoza on the right side. They go inside to Gerber. Back out. That's Simons for no good. Rebound and a foul. Going to be called. Bear notes on Tucker. And Gerber to be waved to the line. Free shirt sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. First one from Wade is good. And the Titans lead to 2. 4:45 left in the first quarter. Second one, no good. Johnson picks up the rebound. 5-3 Titans. Delta works it up the court. Leo on the right side. Now Bynum, Johnson. Now Clay works it inside to Johnson. Spins in the paint. The shot's blocked. He gets it back. Now Clay. Clay drives. Lane, left-handed layup. No good. Now fight for the loose ball, and he's going to come up with it. Webb drives to go to the line for 2. Bear with the foul. That'll be his first. So Delta with 2 team fouls and only 1 for the Titans. Weber drains the first free throw. Substitutions for the Titans as Derek Centeno checks into the game. Ryan Powell will wait at the score. And that one's good as well. So it's a 7-3 lead for the Titans. 4:13 left in the first round. So we'll have possession. Looks like extended to the full court by the Titans now. Delta breaks it as off the top of the, you know, kind of traveled there. Got away with it, though. Tucker J for a long 3. No good. Rebound by the Titans. And Gerber is to get into the corner, and Centeno. Centeno now inside to the ball. Bear picks it up. Okay. Up ahead to Leho for 3. Can't get it to rattle. Rebound for the Titans. Mendoza. Oh, Mendoza. Little crossover drives the lane. Kicks it out to Centeno. Shoots for 3, no good. Rebound Johnson. Tucker J gives it up to Clay. Now over to Bynum. Back. Bynum, left elbow. Bynum. Clay Powell. Now Bynum. In there from the paint. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound. No, loose ball now. And Bynum's going to pick it up. Bynum to Clay. Clay dribbles to his right. Top of the key now. Pass off to Leho. Dribble drive baseline, tries to go reverse shot. Out, he'll go to the line for 2 Modern Appliance Company free throws. That'll be the first on it. Leho first. And the second. So he gets his first 2 points of the game and brings Delta within 2 of the Titans. 55 left in the first. Centeno. Centeno. Round 2. Powell at the top. Powell dribbles. Hands off the front. In the inside the arc, now passes it off to Mendoza. Mendoza right side, guarded by Johnson. Mendoza in the paint to Gerber. He's going to go out of bounds off of Gerber. Eric Bear checks into the game for Johnson, and the Bear brothers will be on the court at the same time. Looks like in as well as Ryland Bynum will catch it. Long inbound to Eric Bear. Now back to Clay. Clay, top of the key, over to Leho. Leho dribbles to his right. Fakes the pass. Now Shea Hine gets the ball. Bear over to Eric. To Eric. Eric on the right side. Four. 3 ball for Clay on the left elbow. It's good. Brandon has 3, and Delta has the lead. 8. A little more than 2 minutes left in the first. Powell tries to work it in this one by Lando. quickly back the other direction now. Up ahead to Leho for three. Can't get the rebound. Play to Leho, right. Leho. Guarded. Very cool. To Clay. Leho, dribble drive, works it in. Bear jumper from the elbow at the free throw line. No. Gets it back. Brother. And Easton has his first 2 points. Delta with a 3-point advantage into the right corner. And from Centeno, shot no good. To go out of bounds off of Cole. And Tushin scored the Titans as checks into the game. We'll have to see who that is. Long pass up ahead to Leho. Leho. Back to Clay. Now Leho. Leho. At the line. To Clay for three. God! From the left elbow. Just about the same shot he drained before. Points Delta with a 13-7 advantage. 58 seconds. With the ball on the left side. Powell. Pass to number 21 for three. Fox. Rebound by Clay. Up. In the paint. No, they're going to call a charge. Not sure that's the right call. That's going to be Easton. That's his second. So substitution. Cryer checks into the game for the first time. Tyler Johnson will check back in as well. That's left. Kicking called against Clay. Lando going to have it. He checks back in. Powell guarded by Cryer. Powell now. Guarded by Cryer. Gets rid of it to Wade. Back to Powell. Now 21 in the corner. Back to Powell. Wade has his shot blocked by Eric Bear. Bynum dishes to Heim. Heim has it knocked away, but Johnson comes up with it. Back to Heim. Heim stops from the left elbow. It's no good. 1 second left. Cornejo puts up a weak shot. Can't get it to go here. It's 13-7. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers basketball on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Four Family Community Newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County National Newspaper of Record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting independent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create an environment that will include all, so every student is level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put in. Be hard. Drug. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Students.
Panthers sports.
Titans have the ball to start the second half. Delta 7. As they're moving, they get it into the left side and Clay Cornejo to 3. Titans within 3. Sure now is Delta breaks it for the key. Dr. J for 3. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Back the other direction. Weber gives up the steal. Tucker is good. Tucker J with 5 points now. Lob up to the basket. And this one's going to bounce. Hey, Heim ends up with the ball. Now Bynum will bring it across the time stripe. Bynum dishes to Hines. They work it into Eric Baer. Eric working baseline. Kicked it back out to Johnson. Spots up for the three. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Herrera, number 21 for the Titans. Figured that out in the break. And Herrera, the Delta bench, out of bounds. Bynum to inbound. 6:45 across midcourt. Over to Dreyer to Heim. Heim to Johnson. Johnson.
Now
Dreyer fighting for the ball. Gonna force a jump. Mission's gonna go to the Titans though, so. Actually, excuse me, Delta's gonna have the possession. So Johnson to Heim, back to Tuck. Play, Dreyer can't get the ball to go, and he's gonna save it off of the Titans. That one's bounced off of Corneo's. Although it looked like the top of his head. Dreyer gets the inbound from Johnson. Johnson gets it back, goes off the glass. Tucker with 7 points. Has been around for the Titans. Now into the hand of Wade on the left side. This one, it's going to go out of bounds. Bynum was shielded by Weber. Couldn't get to it. Cornejo will inbound to Weber. They work it into Simon. Simon in the paint, kicks it back out to Mendoza for three from the right corner. It's good. 4-point advantage for Delta, 17-13, 5:45 left in the half. Play trying to just overthrow try. Air checks back in for Eric. Gerber will be back into the game. Coach checks in for Dreyer on the Delta side. 4-point advantage. Weber to Gerber. Now back to Weber. Weber to Gerber. To Weber. Weber goes baseline. Is good. He got the hoop of it. Foul going to be called on Easton Baer. It's going to be Easton's third. And quickly, Eric Baer off the bench and back into the game. The end one. Delta's lead is 2:17:15 left in the half. Bynum with the ball. Bynum to Clay. Clay back to Bynum. To Johnson. Johnson dishes to a little stab step. Goes not so good, but he'll go to the line for two. So that'll be the second foul called on Wade. Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Ryland sinks the first. Derek is checked into the game for the Titans. Reigns the second. Titans will call a timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Sports on Audio, Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and the helpful and knowledgeable professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a
770-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening. Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you as Mendoza across midcourt for the Titans. Hands it off to Weber. Now Mendoza on the right corner. Drives baseline, kicks it inside. The Herrera shot blocked by Eric Baer. Mendoza gets it back, though. Puts up a crazy three. Now picked up by Mendoza. The deck, and then Baer crawls to get that. So pun intended, but the shot's going to be made by it's a foul on the inbound. Johnson brings it across half court. Tucker spots up for three. We got 10 here in the first half. 22-17 Delta. And dishes inside to Centeno. Now back out to Weber. Weber goes baseline, kicks it out to Gerber. Gerber now goes baseline underneath. They're going to say lane violation by turnover to Delta. Still 2-2-1 full court pressure by the Titans. Bynum gets by it. Goes to Leho. Now Clay. Clay. A charge. I don't know about that, but the official on that far side seems it is, so that's the call. Lance Porter checks in for Eric Baer to give him a little bit of a rest. Easton Baer on the bench with 3 in the second quarter. 3:45 left in the half. Delta leads 14 as Gerber has the ball at the top of the key. Hands it up. It says back to Gerber. Gerber inside the arc now drops it off to Simons. Turn around jumper good over the head of Porter. And now Johnson up to Leho. Leho to Clay. Clay over to Bynum. Bynum back to Clay. Clay to Leho. Leho to Johnson. Back to Leho. Leho to Bynum. Bynum. Dishes. As Coach Hit. 3:03 left in the first half. Delta leads 22-19. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 93 Commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. Hollywood level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help your brand story at nstories.com. Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Panther Sports.
Back at Coleridge High School, I'm Mark Tanner. That's what we'll have. The ball after the timeout. Clay brings it up. Gets it off to Leho. They work it in to dishes to Johnson, and a foul going to be called on, I believe, Simons. That'll be his second. Inbound goes to Leo. A Porter back to Brett. Brett inside to Johnson. Johnson can't get the jumper to go. Rebound by the Titans. Herrera, excuse me, that's Sanchez. They work it around to Mendoza. Long pass back to Sanchez. Three now working around to Sanchez. Line is good for two. Titans back to within one. It's 22-21 Delta. Porter to Bynum. Bynum brings Ryland to Clay. Over to Leho. Brett. Tucker J for three from top of the key. No good. Rebound goes to the Titans. Mendoza working his way back across the midcourt for Gerber. Muscles his way. So good. They're going to call a floor, I believe. Foul going to be called. Johnson, second. I will check into the game. Eric Bears back into the game. Bynum and Porter. Inbound goes to Simon. Simon. Now he'll go. Eric Bear blocks that shot. And Delta quickly the other way. Leho for three. Gets it to Brock. Brett's got 5 points in the night. Sanchez with the ball. Sanchez gives to Gerber. Gerber back to Sanchez. Sanchez comes up with the steal. Up ahead to Pryor, who's all by himself. Can't defend. Going to go out of bounds off of the Titans. Weber checks back into the game. Just calls another timeout. That will leave, I believe, three. The Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your stop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Around State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to 870-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. My customer, all applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
South of 25-21 with 120 left in the first half here at Coleridge High School. Hi there, I'm Mark Cantor. Boys trying to duplicate the girls' success from earlier. They picked up the victory here at Coleridge today, so Delta well on their way, but this is still a tight contest. Ground to cover. The inbound goes to the right corner and Leho. Leho. Fryer. Fryer back to Leho. Three ball from the right corner. No good. Follows the shot. And Johnson will back out to Leho on the right side. Leho steps up from behind the arc. One. Leho with as Weber tries to get fancy dishes. Can't get the shot to go. He'll be fouled on the putback by Eric Bear. That'll be Eric's first. Seventh team foul for Delta, so Titans going to be headed to the line the rest of the way here in the first team foul. As Simon strains the first. 50 seconds, though. So. Simons gets the set. Puts 28. Delta. Clay. Lando. Cross the half. Waypoint in the court. Leho. Looks to dribble drive. Dishes off. They're going to call a charge on Brad. Little too aggressive there. 40 seconds left. Weber. They work it inside to Mendoza. Sweet little dish underneath to Powell. Shot's no good. Delta comes up with the rebound. Fifth one for Tucker. They work it on the right side. Now inside. Eric can't get it to go. Simons comes up with the rebound to Mendoza in the left corner. Mendoza. Out to Weber for three from the right side. No good. And a foul on the floor. Going to be called on Eric Bear underneath. I think Bear was trying there and got a little too aggressive. Check in now for Bear. Normally in this situation, it'd be Easton bench with 3 seconds left. Simons brings the front end of the 1-1. And the second Modern Appliance Company free throw back in. Looks like Gio Irvin will check into the game for the Titans with 9 seconds left. Play with the basketball. Drive. And he's going to be called for the charge. Delta fans cannot believe it, but 3.9 seconds left. Titans are probably going to have the last shot here. Down by three. Inbound goes to Weber. Weber, runner, out the buzzer. So at the half, Delta leads 28-25. It's been a spirited first half. Delta's played a good first half, and for a change, they're ahead at halftime. We're going to take a break as we head to the half here. And when we come back, you'll hear the replay of my interview with the choir, women's choir girls, earlier this week. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face this to Nikki at the... Not that pain stress away. She's more certified. Massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available at 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at Sunflower Group.
Taco Time is founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy lime. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground. Taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in restaurants, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do it. The easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
I'm here with four members of Delta's Women's Choir, Isadora Palma, Ashlyn Kerstetter, Chevelle Fossett. I, like I told you, when I was in high school, I was part of my high school show choir, so I have a little soft spot for choir kids and fishing throughout the year, and you sing the national events. You guys did the national anthem games. You're going to do it for basketball, I'm sure. Tell me a little bit about that. You know, once you got to high school, how long have you been?
Well, I've been singing since elementary school, but it got more serious as we started getting older. So when we started doing more complicated music and like Latin and stuff like that, I was more interested in it. And so I kind of stuck to it, and now it's really enjoyable. Learning a lot of different languages and stuff.
Very good. Chevelle,
my main reason is I was really young, like before I could speak young, I was groaning tunes because I couldn't verbalize anything because I always sing with me. Yeah, so I've been singing my whole life.
Literally, very cool. Cool story. So, Mr. Neal is your teacher, conductor.
Yeah.
Obviously, Delta High School. He didn't graduate that long ago.
No.
About 4 or 5 years ago. Obviously, he did that. But, you know, he went to school to become a music teacher. And with the designs of coming back here to teach all of you, and that's to me, that's kind of special. What do you guys think? What about you, Mary?
I mean, I like Mr. Neal. I mean, I enjoy choir. I think it really does depend on the people you're singing with and who's teaching you how to sing. And so I guess out of all the people in Delta, I'm kind of glad it's Mr. Neal and not someone else that, you know, might not have as much experience.
Well, and I think Mr. Neal has a passion for music.
Yeah, I'm
think that, you know, Ashlyn, I don't know if you agree or not, but he has a passion and he likes to share that passion with all you girls.
Yeah, so at the beginning it was kind of annoying because he treated all of us like we haven't been fired. But, you know, as we kind of got to know each other and joked around a lot and did, like, our little Christmas event and everything, kind of got closer and he kind of loosened up a little bit, but it's still extremely hardworking for the choir. He wants us to get the notes down and be and ready, and really helps us a lot.
Good. Isadora, what's your favorite part about singing?
I'd say being here at their people and knowing where they're comfortable so that I can be comfortable. Being able to be loud, happy for myself, and quiet so I can be, I get to know people more so that I can be comfortable around them being my.
You can kind of have your shell, and I understand that. You know, it's singing, I think, is kind of a personal and private thing. What's inside of you, so to speak, and letting that out and cool. So, and then pull around others and having others that want to do that as well, it helps build you up. So, what about you, Ashley? What's your favorite part of singing? Okay.
Because it's a cracking moment, and you're all dressed up nice and pretty, and then you have the shells behind you, and with all, it's weird. You get you like start to sing better to not embarrass yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So just standing up there and being able to share your music with other people, but also hearing how far you've come from the beginning. It's like when you're working on a project and then you finally finish it, you get to admire how beautiful it is. And you want to share that. So.
Absolutely. And I think it's kind of an adrenaline rush as well when you're up there, right, you know, that moment right before you get start singing.
Yeah.
And
there, the lights are on, yeah.
This is the adrenaline rush is fun. Is that your favorite part about singing?
I'm an adrenaline junkie, so I love the jolt of excitement when you die, but it's going to be fun.
Okay, your favorite thing about singing?
I mean, I guess my favorite part about singing is just being able to express yourself and others. It just, people don't know that you can sing, and then you finally let that part, one, you feel super good about yourself, so others are like, oh my gosh, she has this secret talent that no one else knew of, and it's just like, you feel kind of recognized for something. Like, especially for people who aren't the it girl or the shorty girl or the smart girl, there's something you're good at and something you can learn.
I like that. That's very cool. Everybody kind of has their own special or secret talent that all of you sing, and you like to share that with the world. And that, and appreciate that. Thanks for talking with me.
That's fun.
Captain Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi time live every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 best all-around restaurant by Main Street in Delta. Let the Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1990. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in the best like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Sears, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware West Gunnison Realty is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back, Mark Cantor, along with you here at Schoolhouse 5. Taking a look at the production, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. Brett Leho had 8 points. Landon Clay had 6. He also had something to steal. Raylan Bynum had a couple of points. Easton Bear got into some 3, but he did have a couple of points. Eric Blair had a couple of assists, 2 blocks, and a steal. So Delta coming out strong here. He's looking to shut down Coleridge's 5-game winning. Part 2-point advantage, but Delta comes out strong here in the second half, and they can extend that just a little bit. So we'll see what happens here as Delta get their three here this afternoon, and I think everybody, I would love to see that. It'll be Delta's, I believe, 3rd win of the season. And as Rob said in the pregame interview, it's a great example of things, the things that they're doing coming together, things going the way they expect them to go. So with that, we will see second half, and Delta will be moving up to right now, and the Titans right to left, as Coleridge will have the ball to start the second half here. Charters back on the court for both teams, except for Easton Bear. Second half. As Weber, they work at the Easton Bear, fight for the rebound, jump ball called, and it's going to be Delta ball. Eric Bear, block of the game. Clay to Leho, who was all alone for a second. Play now Leho. You remember, last night, Delta had a 50, and this time, so much, and they work it into Tucker. It's a good shot. Just can't get it back the other way we go. Works it inside to Mendoza, now underneath the wave. They take it back out to Powell, excuse me, Weber. Drops no be called on, and that'll send Weber to the line for 2. Modern Appliance Company, 3. The 3rd on Bear. They're both Bear boys with 3 fouls now. First one goes in. Like they're going to leave Eric a little bit with his 3 fouls. And the second one from Weber, no good. Rebound Bear. Yeah, but Leho on the right side now brings it back toward the top. Clay at the top, back to Leho on the right elbow. Leho moves to his left. They get it to Johnson Tucker. 20. Good rebound by Clay. To side to Johnson. Can't get it to go. Coleridge with the ball. Simons. They work it inside. Back out to Gerber. Gerber to Simons. Thought about now goes to the free throw line in Mendoza. A dish to Simons who cuts underneath and the score's tied at 28. Clay. Cross half court up ahead to Bynum. Looking. Looking. Has it popped loose by Weber. And he's going to be fouled by Bynum. And I think they're going to call Ryland intentional foul and give him a technical. First on the technical free throw. Gets the second and the Titans get the lead. First time since early first half, and they'll get the ball back. So, Bynum, feel there. Coach Ames out there not getting it. And Mendoza from the free throw line, and the Titans now have a three-point advantage, 31-28. A little more than 6 minutes left in the third. Clay brings it across midcourt. Leho. Fight him. Being fouled. Looks like that one's going to be against Weber. That'll be Weber's second. Bynum inbounds to Orlando, brings it up. Clay to Leho. Leho now looking to drive, gets in the lane. No good, but he'll go to the line for two. Leho with a couple Modern Appliance Company free throws. First one rattles home. And there's the second. Leho with 10 points on the afternoon, and Delta back within one. 31-30 Titans, 5:48 left in the third. On the perimeter now, they work it into Mendoza. He's at the free throw line. He kicks it back out. Now they work it around to Webb. Three, no good. Rebound there. That's Eric. Gives it to Clay. Clay. Leho. Leho. Looking to drive. Leho. 10-footer.
Oh.
Leho with 12, and Delta's got Mendoza at the free throw line. Out now. Over to Wade. Back into Mendoza in the paint. Has it to Weber. Weber, the reverse is good. Titans back with the lead. 33-32, 5 minutes left. Leho to Bynum. Bynum over to Johnson. Now there from the free throw line. No good. And rebound to the Titans. Mendoza from the free throw line. And the Titans extend their lead to three. Clay across midcourt. Leho. Leho from three. Can't get it to Titans. Up ahead. This is Gerber. Aside. Almost throws it away, but Weber's able to tack it down. Now that's not a charge. Johnson picks up the steal. He's going to be fouled. Should have been a charge call to get low with his shoulder. Instead, Johnson came up with the steal, got it ahead to Leho, who's fouled in the lane. Delta wanted the intentional foul called and didn't get it, but Leho will go to the line for a couple months. Any free throws, he'll make the first. Simons will take a seat as Centeno checks back into the game. Leho. A second to go. Rebound Bear. He's going to find. Bear just towers over so many kids, but he just puts his arms up. And then if he jumps, he's so much taller and can get the rebound. So he'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. The first one's no good. Shaheim will check into the game as Bynum has a seat. A nice hand from the Delta crowd. Fourth or third. That's good. So a one-point advantage for the Titans. Derek Farragut's his first point of the game. First, cross midcourt, Weber. Into Mendoza. Mendoza out to Gerber for three. It's good. 38-34 Titans. A little less than four left in the third. Play. With the ball, gives it to Leho. Leho to Johnson at the top. Spots up for three. No good. Rebound by Clay. Bounds actually does get it to go out of bounds. Off of a player. So Delta will maintain possession. Ryder Powell checks back in for the Titans. Delta to the right corner and Lejo for three. Good! Lejo with 50 in the afternoon and Delta back within one. Powell, top of the key. Powell kicks it out to Gerber. Gerber, they work it inside and a foul. See who this one goes against. It's going to be against Lejo. That'll be his second. Tried to work it in the paint to Mendoza, and he was kind of sandwiched there. Lejo will take a seat, and Cryer will check back in. Inbound to Wade. Now Mendoza for three. No good. Rebound. Three ball from the right corner, and Powell, no good. Rebound Mendoza. Turnaround jumper. Good. Three straight offensive rebounds for the Titans. End up in points. And up 3-point, 40-37 lob to Bear, who can't come up with it. That's a steal for the Titans. And 3 minutes left in the third. We're going the other direction. Mendoza in traffic. Tries to back his way in. Charge on Mendoza, saying he lowered his shoulder. That was less than what Weber had done before, but now the official's really looking for it. So we're going to get Simons back into the game. Wade will take a breather for the Titans. 40-37 Coleridge, 2:53 left in the third. Play with the basketball play. Eric dishes to Cryer. Cryer tries to get it to Clay and passes offline. Ryland Bynum back in for may have been Heim, but regardless, Coleridge with the basketball. Powell come in. Was the lob pass to Sintet. Blocked by Bynum again. Eric with his fourth block of the game. Clay. Prior into Bear. In the handle now out to Jump. Three. That's an air ball, and they're going to say the ball is out of bounds. Back into the game for the Titans as he will relieve Gerber to 11 left. The Titans have a 40. Prior with the hits a shot. Foul call. As Powell rebound over to Cornet is no good. Rebound Bear. By the way, that's five rebounds for Bear. Shot no good on the other end. Mendoza. Cryer working for that steal. Can't get now. Over to Powell. Traveled, not called. Cornejo runner, no good. Rebound Johnson. Tucker J brings it across the stripe. Loose ball comes up. And off the ground, Bear with the assist. Tucker's got 12. Delta within one. Powell dishes to Simon. Mendoza. Powell right corner. Powell dribbles to his left, trying to get away from the double team. He got it stacked up there in the corner. Going to be thrown off of Bynum and out of bounds. Easton Bear checks in for Eric. Inbound goes to Weber. Weber. To Weber. Weber looks to drive. In the paint. Tries for the can't get it to go. It's going to go out of bounds. Titans checks in for Cryer. Positive minutes for Clayton Cryer, who gets a nice hand from the Delta crowd. 6 seconds left here in the third. 1 point advantage. Delta with the ball. Lejo dribbles to his left. Easton away, but Johnson comes up with it. Tucker J throws baseline, and they're going to call a foul. It'll be the sixth team foul for Now, Delta maintains possession 34-7 in the third. Titans lead 40-0. Go inside to Bear. Up, it's knocked out of bounds by the Titans. Easton would have liked the foul called instead. Lobbed. Bynum. Get past the Alejo. For three, it's good. Alejo with 18 with the lead. Ball almost. Bynum. Tight coverage on Weber. To Centeno. Loose ball. Centeno gets up and he's having words with Tucker Johnson. Words going back and forth. Things might be getting a little chippy here and there. Weber's going to come in for Tucker. Rob's going to settle it down just a little bit. To the bench. 7 seconds left in the third. Titans. The travel not called. Now it goes to Cornejo in the corner for three. No good. End of the quarter. Delta with a 2-point advantage. 42-40 in what has become a very here at Coleridge High School. We'll take a break and you're definitely going to want to come back for the final stand. But you're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Your style is rustic, traditional, or cabinet company can help make your dreams a reality. Hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Can designers have more than 20 clients with every budget? So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening. Panther Sports.
Nice with the ball to start. Fourth. Up with a steal. Delta's got the lead 42. They try to work it inside to Easton Baird. Baseline jumper, no good. Fight for the rebound. Porter getting dirty underneath. Possession going to be Delta's. And it's a physical game, folks. The inbound goes to Alejo, right side. Three ball, nothing but net. 21 points for Brett. Inside, Simons will be fouled. He goes down hard to the court. Doesn't want any help up, and he is hot. But he'll go to the line for two. Again, I think this game's getting a little chippy underneath. It's going to be the fourth on Easton. So Eric will come back in. Eric's got three himself. First Modern Appliance Company free throw from Simons. No good. Easton will get a nice hand as he comes off the court. Here comes the second free throw from Simon. No good. Rebound there. Up Clay to Bynum. Back to Clay. Clay, Bynum. Fourth, Ryland. Ryland rips and a foul. I think the foul is going to be on Weber. That's his third. We're going to get some substitutions and bonus now. Gerber back into the fade. Also Mendoza. Bynum goes to the line. First one from Ryland. rebound Bear. It's going to be over and back. As Clay could not get a pass. Missed. Back past midcourt in time. Seventh rebound for Eric on the game. Seven left in this game. 35-40. They work it into it. Kicks it back out to Gerber. Now Weber. They go underneath the way. Weber, excuse me. Good. Eric Bear. Clay. To Leho. Leho. Side, they go in, and they're... No, Tom, they're going to say he forearmed him, but I didn't even see any contact. Rob Ains is saying, are you sure? So, turnover back. Titans, I think the officials are doing everything they can just to keep thing out of control. From the left side, no good. Rebound by Simon Spook. 45-42 Delta, 6:20 left in the game. Across the mid-stripe. To Leho. Leho. Inside the... Eric turns. Baseline. Pass is good. Third point for Eric Bear in the afternoon. Wade gets it back. Now it's steal. Underneath the Porter. Porter off the glass. It's good. Lance Porter's first 2 points of the game. 49-42 Delta, 5:44, and they're going to call a foul on Bynum. Right call there by the officials, but that'll put who's in the bonus is Eric. And as he comes to the bench, Tucker J in to the game, Clayton Cry. Weber will go to the line for 1-1. Modern Appliance Company, free throws. Front end is good. Gets the 6. And the second one, nope. And they're going to say a foul against Simons, and Delta should have it 1-1 here. They do. So we'll see who's shooting free throws. Is it? I don't think it's Tucker. Nope, it's Lance. Lance Porter going to be shooting the free throws. Lance can't get the first one to go. Rebound by the Titans. Weber. Underneath to Simons. Off the glass. It's good. 49-45. Delta. 5:26 left. Ryland Bynum getting set to come back in. Clay. To Leho. Leho. Inside the Tucker J. Glass. Rebound by Wade. Weber. Cross midcourt. To Gerber. Mendoza. Shot is good from the free throw line. And timeout. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what's left. Coming up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else. So, open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Canner, Coleridge High School. Delta with a 2-point advantage, 49-47, 5:02 left in the gotten a little chippy out there on the floor. The boys are playing. Questions are starting to rise. Titans with 18 fouls, Delta with 7, so both teams in the bonus now. Send a player to the free throw line. Bynum, Cryer, Leho, Johnson, and Porter on the floor of the Panthers. Delta with some back bound under the Titan basket. Now, a little 2-2-1 full court pressure as Bynum now gets it. Bynum in the lane. Good, and a foul will be called, and Ryland will go to the line for two. Going to be on Simons. I think that's his fourth. So Ryland to the line. First shot is Centeno back in for Simon. And Bynum will give Delta a four-point advantage. Ryland with 4 points now. 51-47 Delta all alone on the right side. It's Centeno, and he's going to 4:44 left in the game. More from Coleridge. That's like a foul not called. Bynum up ahead to Porter, and we're going to, and Bynum going to be called for the charge. I thought the Titans committed a foul on Bynum because he was trying to dribble out but wasn't called, and now Landon get Leho back to the bench. By the way, that is the on Ryan Mendoza over to the right corner. Now they work it around Weber. They go underneath to a setting. Bounds off the Delta. And now they work it around Weber to Gerber. Gerber to Mendoza, top of the key. Cryer now back to Weber for three. Nope. Rebound, Cryer. Cryer has it popped loose. Weber, one on three, looks like a travel. No good. Rebound, Gerber. Now Cornejo, Mendoza, nice baseline. Shot is no good. Johnson. Johnson has it knocked away. Loose ball. Timeout called by, timeout called by Coleridge and Rob Ames because Crawford, so he thinks. I was also questioning it as well. Rob Ames now fired up. This might be the most fired up I've seen the bat for his boys. Rob Ames' boys here. So the officials discussing what they saw out on the court. It is a 30-second timeout by the Rob arguing with the ref. Alleged elbow on the floor. Should be here. The officials really need to. Well, if this does not get out of control, I've seen games like this before, and they have not ended well. Inbound goes to Weber in the backcourt. Now inside, back out, Cornejo. Herber for three, no good. Rebound Johnson. Tucker. Clay to Porter underneath. Porter dishes to Johnson. Tucker is good. Great pass by Porter. Tucker with 14. Baseball, right shot, and he'll put it in. 53-49 Delta, three a game. That's a steal by Cornejo, and the Titans have the ball back. Pass to Weber on the right side. They go into Mendoza. That was a patient The shot's no good. Clay comes up with the rebound, brings it back. Clay into Johnson. Sucker J can't get it to go. Fight for the out of bounds off of Delta. Saudi had tossed, had it knocked him. Instead, Coleridge, Powell, Weber. Definitely physical this afternoon for the boys. Wade into a double team, gets it ahead to Mendoza. Mendoza now dishes underneath the set. Good, there's contact, but no foul. Coleridge fans didn't like it, but the Titans back within one. Clay directing traffic. Lando over to Cryer on the left side. Cryer back to Clay. Clay. Tucker looking to drive, gets it out to Bynum. Bynum gets the pick. Johnson and Bynum going to be called for the charge. Rob voicing his displeasure, maybe not necessarily with the call, but that he's not getting them. That'll be the third foul on Bynum, and as Leho and Eric there check back in, and the Porter will have a seat. So it's Johnson, Eric, Bear, Clay, Bynum, and Leho on the court. Weber bringing it up. Weber. So Wade on the right corner. Out to top to Weber. 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 Inside to Mendoza. Back out to Powell for three. No good. And saved by the Titans. Weber now drives the lane. Weber. Titans and Bear going to be called with his fourth foul. It's on Eric. And they'll send Simons to the line. Nope. It's going to be the fifth foul on Ryland Bynum. Will foul out of the game, and Clayton Cryer will check back in. Bynum gets a nice hand from the Delta fans. So it'll be two free throws for Simons as he was in the act of shooting. So Bynum with 4 points and assist. Game today, and there's the first Modern Appliance Company free throw. Brings the Titans back within one, 1:39 left in the game, leading to a 1-point advantage. And still have advantage four to the game. Play with the reminiscent of last night is this game. It came down to the wire. See if Delta can close this one out as Cryer goes baseline, quarter good. Cryer puts Delta back up by two with his first bucket of the game. Rob Ames calls his timeout. Actually, Delta up by three. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study away from drugs. Delta County School District. Chapter 3. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Panthers Sports.
1:22 left in the game here at. Well, hi there, I'm Mark Canner. Delta leads by 3, 55-52. Titans are in the double bonus. One more foul by Coleridge. Delta will be 2. I mentioned before, it's really, the floor might be getting a little most these boys are playing their hearts out. Both on both sides. Titans with possession. Mendoza will bring it up. Over to Weber. Weber. In the left corner, Mendoza. Contact with Clay, who the foul wasn't called, but The ball's going to go out of bounds off of Mendoza. Just a missed dribble by him. Titans. Inbound goes to Bynum. Bynum needs to be careful here. If he almost got screened, that's actually split. And a timeout going to be called by Rob. Because that was actually Pryor trying to dribble out of the corner. And he'll call a timeout. The way that Clayton was going to be able to get the ball across the time stripe in time. 63 seconds left in this contest. Delta with a three-point advantage, 55-52. Clay and Pryor on the court. Inbound, Pryor to Johnson, bringing it up across the time stripe. This is to Leho. Leho in traffic, dribbles out of it to Clay. Clay that tips it out to Pryor. To Clay. Clay trying to dribble around, and a foul going to be called on Mendoza. He gets some. Clay going to go to the line for two, as this will put Delta in the double. Clay kept a little bit before going to the charity stripe. Modern Appliance Company sponsoring these free throws. But he's good. Clay in the pressure cooker, and he survives the first one. Then the four. Second one rattles. Fell ahead by two possessions. Weber with the basketball. Weber. They work it around Mendoza. Gerber in the corner to Mendoza. Wade for three. No good. Rebound Johnson. 27 seconds left. Clay across midcourt. Over to Leho. Leho dribbles out of the right side. And this is going to be a foul on, this is on Mendoza. And that'll send Leho to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. Leho can't get the first one to go. Still a four-point advantage, so even if he makes this one, still a two-possession game for the Titans. Does go. So Delta's lead is five. Leho with 22 points. It dribbled off of Mendoza's foot. We're going to say Delta did touch it. 13.9 seconds left. Inbound to Mendoza for three. No good. Rebound Simons puts it back. Rebound there, and that's how this game might be in. And to Clay now. Clay just going to hold the ball. Split out. And that, the Delta is going to pick up the victory. The Delta faithful that are here are on their feet. We're going to take a break. Delta wins this one 57-52. On the post-game show, when we come back, you're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie. And we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons the Western Slopes have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years. Their babies and being there even through the end of life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments we're part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health. Healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. Prototypes, welding parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser, stand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel. With the expertise to get your projects done.
Do Park Green own it? It's an easy shop, say, to buy it.
in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota. They have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy. Available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs. Even if it isn't in stock, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or 50 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 150 Delta or give them a call at 970-8837. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
To Delta Panther Sports.
So a hard button be here today. Brett Leho had 22 points. Also had a steal. Tucker J had, looks like 14 points, 9 rebounds, and 3. Had 4 points and assist and a steal before he fouled out. Cryer had a couple of points. Lance Porter a couple of points and an assist. Easton Bear got into foul trouble early. A couple points and a steal. Eric Bear, 3 points, 3 assists, 9 rebounds, a steal, and 5. Got him 5 blocks. So, the boys going to be back in action along with the girls on Tuesday as they host Rice. The tip for the boys' gate is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. Obviously, they'll start whenever, you know, as you can catch. Me and Vaughn Mitchell on our radio partner, the Monkey, 97.1 in Delta for the action on that one. Once again, final score of today's for the boys from Coleridge, Delta 57. 52. You've been listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night.